Well, let's go now to Jacksonville, Florida, where beaches reopened on Friday. Despite pleas to give social distancing more of a chance to work, the beaches opened the same day the death toll in Florida peaked. Jacksonville Beach Mayor Charlie Latham defended the decision this morning on Fox News.
We thought that the public was ready to maintain the social distancing standards and to exercise good judgment, and it's paid off. It's paid off really well.
For more, we're joined by Melissa Ross from member station WJCT in Jacksonville. Melissa, there are still some restrictions on the beaches. What are they, and are people following the rules?
Sure, Jeremy. Good to be with you. So, yeah, the Jacksonville beaches are now open from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. each morning and from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock each evening. You are expected to maintain 6 feet of social distance, although you're not required to wear a mask. Beachgoers are allowed to walk, run, bike, swim, or surf, but no beach chairs or towels allowed, no groups of larger than 10. We've seen police, lifeguards, Jacksonville Fire and Rescue out there patrolling the beachfront to try to enforce those rules. Now, for the most part, people are following the rules, but not completely. And of course, that's led to criticism of this decision by people here in the state, including some public officials from other Florida cities. They've called the decision irresponsible.
Well, and I know that you were tweeting out over the weekend asking listeners to tell you what they thought of it. We're seeing the hashtag Florida Morons trend on Twitter
right.
In response to the opening of the beaches. How are people in Jacksonville feeling about the decision?
It's been an incredibly mixed reaction, Jeremy. On the one hand, there has been horror over the decision. Some Jacksonville residents are really concerned about this. They think that the reopening of the beaches will lead to a new spike in COVID cases. They also fear that opening the beaches up right now will just lull everyone into becoming more complacent overall about the pandemic. But there's an equally vocal group of residents who love this idea. They're ready to go to the beach, and they're angry about the national media coverage. They think it's unfair. They resent it, and they've been vocal about that as well.
What about the overall picture when it comes to COVID-19 in Florida at this point, in terms of both cases and deaths? Where are we?
Sure. Statewide, the Florida Department of Health today reports nearly 27,000 coronavirus cases, 789 deaths. In Northeast Florida, we have 1,408 cases, 34 deaths. So Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry is saying since our local hospitals are not at capacity and that cases appear to be leveling off, he's comfortable with this partial reopening of the beaches. That said, epidemiologists are quick to point out that relaxing restrictions too quickly can easily lead to a new spike in cases. And so it's a story we'll continue to be following here at WJCT in Jacksonville.
That is Melissa Ross at WJCT in Jacksonville. Thank you.
Thank you.